he didn't have a chance to complete his life.
No signs, no answers, no closure.
I couldn't believe it. The first thing that went through my mind is maybe they got the wrong person.
The murder of 32-year-old Kenrick May remains unsolved.
Based on everything in this one, it seems just kind of like revenge or anger about something.
A decade has gone by and Hillsborough County detectives have not given up.
There are at least 3 to 5 people. Somebody knows something.
We take a look back at the brutal killing of Kenrick May in hopes you can help us solve this unfinished business.
We just kind of left hanging.
From her Arkansas home, Mrs. Hilda May opens up about her youngest son, the baby of 4 who grew up in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Their father was a longtime pastor. Mrs. May says Kenrick was the writer of the family.
He liked writing and he wrote poems and had some of them published.
And she describes him as sentimental, studious, and serene.
He just, loved life. And that's why we always called him a free spirit, because if he decided he wanted to do something, he just went out and did it. And he just, that's how he felt about life.
Kenrick ended up in Tampa, where his mom says he enrolled at UT. He lived with 2 friends and was known to keep to himself. Homicide detective Kevin Ratu has been investigating this case.
They said he's just kind of a quiet person, smart person, spend most of his time on the computer, on social media sites, and couldn't figure out a reason why he would be targeted.
On April 23rd, 2010, Kenrick's life was taken violently and unexpectedly. One of his roommates returned from a nightclub with a few friends to their home on the 5900 block of Oak River Drive in Town and Country. Minutes later, confusion and chaos erupted.
All of a sudden, as soon as they get back from the nightclub, there are at least 3 to 5 unknown masked individuals who force their way into the apartment and immediately just start shooting at the victim. And ultimately, he suffered several gunshot wounds and passed away.
Why Kenrick? The question haunts his family.
Because I just couldn't get my head around the fact. Because he was not violent type. He never, he spent most of his time, if he could help, he would do that.
It's unclear whether Kenrick's roommates and friends were followed from the nightclub or if the timing was coincidental.
Do you believe that these masked people were targeting the specific victim, Kenrick May?
It certainly seems like that after looking at all the facts of everything. There wasn't any evidence that they were trying to rob them because they weren't demanding anything.
Surrounded by neighbors and 3 to 5 possible suspects who have likely spoken of the crime since then, detectives firmly believe someone has information they need to crack this case.
What has made this case so difficult to solve?
The lack of physical evidence, the lack of witnesses who actually saw what happened, as well as the suspects being masked and covered almost from head to toe.
Kenrick's family has had to live with a painful void. What could have been of his life is his mother's deepest sorrow.
Taken away. And that's the thing about murder, killing anybody, taking anybody's life. You take away the essence of who they are, everything that comes after, in their lives. He never had children, so they took, that's how I think about it. They took his whatever my grandchildren that were supposed to be, they took that. Whatever his aspirations or whatever he was doing or planned to do for the rest of his life, they just wiped that out in a matter of a few seconds.
Kenrick's father passed away not knowing who pulled the trigger on his son or why.
He was always hoping that, they find out who did it.
Despite the pain, Mrs. May has found strength to forgive.
I have forgiven them, but, there is, you still need closure, as you said.
Right.
And to know just what happened or what was the motivation.
The Mays deserve answers and justice. If you have any information on this case or any cases investigated by the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, please call HCSO at 813-247-8200. And follow us on social media at HCSO Sheriff to stay up to date with the latest developments on this case.